And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. We're going to be talking tuna, yellowtail, and more. They're biting. We're going to tell you all about it. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 97.3 The Fan.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a great, man, what great timing to have this dude in here
today.
Holy
mackerel. When I got a call from Tom Green this morning that said, I got to call in today, I knew something was up.
Yeah.
And he'll be calling the show later on this morning. But, Taro, it's biting, right, on all fronts.
It is. As long as this weather will stay nice and there's a lot of fish around and We have some good opportunities. We've had some good opportunities, and we're hoping to get some more of those.
Yeah.
A lot of fish around.
No kidding. Now, you're both the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing was at the Coronado Islands yesterday, and how was their day?
They had a really good day. Captain Neville had 133 yellowtail yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, that was really good fishing.
And they're all nice fish, too,
Very, very, very nice fish. I'd say on an average, they're 10 to 14 pounders.
Nice.
There's some of them bigger, some of them smaller, but good fun springtime fishing.
Yeah.
How are they catching them?
They're catching them. Yo-yo fishing has been standard, but if you're a surf service iron guy, you're definitely going to get your shots. If you're a flyline bait guy, you're going to have your shots too. They've been catching them all with all styles. So we kind of tell guys, you guys want to fish with what you feel the most confident with.
That's cool.
Great.
The yo-yo jigs and the baits and the service irons have been the most productive.
So what's the schedule for the Liberty? What are you going to continue doing? Islands, offshore? There's options now.
There's very good options. We're going to stay at the Coronado Islands until further notice. You know, there's kind of one of those things where we want to give everybody the best opportunity to get a bite. So this island fishing has been great for us the last month. We've had our trips for our tuna fishing, and for right now it seems like this yellowtail fishing is going to be where we're going to live for a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
Especially with the grade the way that it is, and you know, like you say, catching them all ways like that, and I mean, that's some crazy good action throughout the day. I mean, you think about how often that boat was stopped and pulling on fish to get a score like that. Like, what a fun day that is.
No kidding. And here's the thing, is that if you wanted to, you could go offshore and catch bluefin, because bluefin bit yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They're kind of a weird fish. They kind of do what they want to do, but the fleet's been seeing very good sign the last couple months. April was a very good month, and our full day trips, you know, we think we fished offshore for a couple, 3 weeks, and we saw a very, very good sign. There were days where they bit, and there were days when they didn't, but the grade of fish was kind of what we were impressed by. I would say on an average size fish, they're a 50 to 75-pound, 80-pound fish.
Oh.
That's crazy that's the average.
Yeah, that is the average.
Let me ask you this. That big a fish, how many are you hooking? How many are you putting on the boat? That's the real story right there.
Every day is different.
Yeah.
And it all depends on the passenger and the type of tackle that they want to come out and bring. So we've recommended, and we've tried to sticking with our guns. People have probably heard me say that 100 million times. But 40-pound minimum.
Yeah.
With a small piece of 40-pound fluorocarbon. So 40-pound monofilament.
Now, why the monofilament?
Monofilament creates the stretch. And when you're battling for 30 to 45 minutes, that monofilament will give stretch. And then you add your fluorocarbon on there for your stealthiness. So then, you know, because bluefin can kind of be finicky. So then you're going to have your fluorocarbon leader a couple feet long to make you invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to add your 1/0 or 2/0 size circle hook. So we've been sticking with that setup. And I would say on a given day when we land 12 to 17 fish, our landing percentage, if the passengers use that type of setup or something along those lines, we're 80%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are some occasions, like I was talking to Brian Kerhar, sometimes some of the days you're going through 100 fish to catch 20, right?
Yeah, and that can just depend on weather and you know, if it's choppy, it's really hard to land a bigger fish on lighter line when it's choppy. You got your big boat rolling and rocking, and every fish, when they're in their different moods, they just act different. You know, so they can kind of do weird things, but I'd say 100% that monofilament helps.
I mean, you think about the grade of that fish, like 80-pound tuna, that's the average size fish you catch at Clarion, you know, I mean, that's like longer, and you wouldn't ever even dream of fishing a 1-0 hook and 40 pound for fish of that. So you just wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it because you lose them all. Yeah. And then, you know, you flash forward to here, we got smaller bait, and the bait is great, and it's healthy, and it's strong, but it's not real big right now. And it's finicky fish, and that's what you got to do to get a bite. But, I mean, this is big fish. You know, you just you can't expect 100% success when everybody scales down and they think that, well, this is what I got to do to get a bite. It's an anomaly if you land an 80-pounder on 30-pound and a number one hook. Like, can it happen and does it happen? Sure, but your odds decrease so much as your tackle decreases.
Yes. No kidding. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you stick to 40-pound or stick to 50-pound, your bites are going to come. And you might not be bit on every bait, but if you keep fishing good baits, like, your bite is going to come, and then you have a piece of tackle in your hand that you're going to have a chance to land something like that.
So who are the guys that are getting bites? You watch it, you know.
I would say the guys that are getting bites are the guys that stick with the fundamentals of fishing. Guys that can pick out a really good bait. They know when to invest time in their bait. They know when to switch out their bait. And I would say on these drifts that we've been getting, these 3-4 hour drifts, your first hour when they're the most active and they're jumping around doing backflips and stuff like that, and guys are getting picked and reaction bites and they're boiling, that's like when you want to try to fish as many baits as you can, especially on a full day trip. You know, our trips are only a 12-hour trip, and you might have one shot. That is probably and has been our only stop of the day, and that first hour of fishing is when you want to fish as many baits as you can. Try to find that one bait, that Michael Phelps bait that's swimming really fast off your reel. And I would say the guys that are getting bites are the guys that know when they have a good bait. And that just goes back to the fundamentals of fishing. You know, back when you were a kid fishing calico bass and being able to pin out a good bait and give it a small cast and toss, and just knowing when you have the good one in your hand.
Yeah, for sure. You know, so how you hooking the crew. How you hooking those baits, Taro?
Every person's different. So there's guys that want to get the reaction bite, because mainly your bites are going to come one of two ways. Reaction bite, when you get that Michael Phelps bait and you get bit in 5 to 10 seconds because your bait's going so fast that the fish that are active are not going to let that bait get off scot-free. So they're going to try to eat them as quick as they can. So that is what we call the reaction bite. And that's usually a belly hook bait, kind of getting your bait to go down quick and you get a bite in 5 seconds. And then you get that competition bite, which is maybe a guy will shoulder hook a bait and get it out there really, really far for those fish that are boiling out there far. And the competition bite is when your bait is up on the surface swimming and one fish tries to get it, but then his buddy can't stand him getting a bait, so his buddy will come up and get it. So there's that competition. Like, if I threw a $100 bill right in between you and Rick, you guys are going to fight over it. So it's that comp.
I'm going to snatch that thing up.
Oh, yeah. I think you're fast.
Yeah, I got it. I'm feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just more in need of $100.
Those are the two ways that we've been telling guys to pin on baits, is belly hook and shoulder hook are the two ways. Okay. But you can get bit on a nose hook bait, long soak, but we kind of prefer the shoulder hook. It's a little more stealthy.
Yeah. Bait swims a little pretty well.
Yeah, it kind of hides that hook too.
And you can still long soak it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
We've had kids on the boat where I tell them, "Hey, let that thing go out there. Stop it every 5 or 10 seconds to make sure you could feel it. And once you feel it's out there 57, 75 yards, just put your thumb on the spool and let it sit there. Because as the boat drifts, now with the hook and the shoulder, it just looks like that bait's just almost like if you were slow trolling.
Yeah.
That bait's just swimming as the boat drifts. And nine times out of ten, if it's a really good bait, they're probably going to get a bite.
What a good tip that is.
That's a great tip. Yeah, for sure. So, the Liberty, tell us about the boat. You did a lot of work this winter on
it. We did.
And she is just a beautiful vessel.
We did.
Made a great boat even better.
Yeah, we made a really great boat even nicer. Yeah, we redid the galley there. So what we did is we, for those of you that have been on the boat and haven't been on the boat yet this season, is there was the side, there was a side door, and there was a bench in front of the side door. So we took that bench out, and we reconstructed the galley to where there's a little bit more working room for Sarah and Daniel back behind the counter. So we added a oven for the trips in our charters later in the year, our day and a half trips and two day trips.
2 day Let's Talk Hookup trips in September and October.
Yep, that's going to be out on a schedule. So we've added an oven, which is monstrous, a mighty big oven.
That's cool.
I think we can fit 150 taquitos in it. I think we did the math. But,
wow.
But we added an oven and just several new appliances.
That's really cool.
Just so we're more efficient. Not to say that they weren't before, but now we're just even more efficient in that galley there.
Awesome. You thought Sarah's preparations were killer before, and now she's got room to really throw
watch
down.
Out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Watch out. Those freaking those Wagyu beef burgers are coming at you fast.
So you guys serve a Wagyu burger.
Yep. We have a half a pound Wagyu beef burger.
Delicious.
A version of the Kobe beef.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Yeah, just spending some time in Japan where you see that amazing Kobe beef and the Wagyu beef. It's just like just full of flavor and fat and deliciousness, right?
Very, very delicious.
Everybody raves about that.
Everyone
Liberty
loves that
burger. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, right, Rick?
Yeah, you're not kidding. So much to talk about. And like you said, just such great timing. I mean, it really, obviously we've been fishing for months now, but this is the time where things really feel like everything is kind of linked up and everything's happening. The yellowtail are biting great. The bluefin, as we'll hear offshore, are really starting to happen. And just what great timing to have Taro in here. Not easy to pull this guy away from the boat with how busy these guys have been. And we're really excited to make that happen. We're excited to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line. And that one's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's the way to get a hold of us this morning if you want to join us on 97.3 The Fan. And not only are we taking your phone calls and having lots of fun, we are giving away such a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
What a prize.
And that is a full-day trip going fishing with Captain Taro or Captain Enable on the Liberty. It's going to be an awesome trip. You're going to basically pick your time and get to go fishing on any open party trip, full day on the Liberty. And in addition to that, you're also going to get a great tackle package from our friends at Nomad Lures. It includes one of the brand new DTX 200 minnows, which is like one of the hottest swimming plug lures on the market right now. You'll get their killer popper, the Chug Norris, and you'll get one of their Gypsy Deep Drop jigs, which have been a really popular jigs for the bluefin this year. And all of that comes courtesy of our good friends at Nomad. So,
there you go.
Yeah, killer prize pack again. All that gear from Nomad and a trip on the Liberty. That's coming your way, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Imagine waking up at Pyramid Cove in San Clemente Island, ready to tackle giant bluefin tuna or huge white sea bass aboard your own luxury long-range sport fishing yacht. Rock Cod Rick here for Journeyman Sport Fishing. Yes, the 60-foot Journeyman is now available for charters and open party trips for up to 6 anglers to local islands this spring and summer and Guadalupe Island trips this fall. Journeyman is no ordinary vessel. Every detail of the super clean yacht has been taken care of. Huge bait capacity, large fish holds, top-of-the-line electronics, super comfortable staterooms. You'll be blown away when you step on board the Journeyman. As for tackle, it's top-of-the-line and all-included in your trip. I should know, I helped Robert, the owner, put it together. Nothing beats a trip aboard the Journeyman. If you're ready for the ultimate experience to catch huge bluefin, white sea bass, and more at the local hotspots, Guadalupe Island this fall, or a trip out of Puerto Vallarta next winter, call Journeyman Sport Fishing, 619-571-1979, or check out their extensive website at journeymansportfishing.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Misión Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Great morning here. Captain Taro from the Liberty talking fishing. Good times, buddy.
Talking good times to in the break and all that good fishing and everything going on. Got to talk about good fishing in the Sierras. Check it out in this week's edition of Western Out There News, the Sierra opener. Lots of pictures of big brown trout and all kinds of stuff. In this week's edition of Western Out There News, they have bluefin info, they have yellowtail info, and, of course, hunting and more. Every week in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And also want to say congratulations to Dan Kirby. He was the winner of the big Captain Rollo's ticket Reel a Week ticket giveaway. He had the choice between a Shimano Tranx reel and going fishing with Captain Benny Florentino. He chose Benny Florentino.
Oh, I don't blame him, man. That's great.
He won that drawing from our show last week with Doug and Mike, and thanks to everybody out there for all the generous donations that they gave Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And there's still a few tickets left. So you can email win@rollokids.org, win@rollokids.org, and they will get you set up and get you one of those last tickets for that reel a week. Then in addition to that, the CCA weekly calendar giveaway is happening right now. It is an Engel backpack cooler worth $125. The winning number on the back of your CCA calendar is 1159. 1159. You go to the CCA California Facebook page to claim your prize, and congratulations to that big winner there.
All right. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Taro, and why don't we start it off this morning with Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Captain Taro, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Don.
I have two questions about the boat operation.
Mm-hmm.
So you run, I see, you know, day trips, and you have some multiple day trips, day and a half, et cetera. What's the minimum number of anglers for your boat? And if by chance you don't meet the minimum, how does somebody that's made a reservation like me that lives in Woodland Hills, 2.5 hours away, get notified?
Most of the time, if we feel that we can make a catch, so if we have, let's say, for example, four to five guys on a trip, what you're going to want to look at is on the website whether we make it a definite go. Most of the time when it says that, we're going to go. It's just we feel we can make a catch, and right now is the most difficult time of the year because the seasons are starting to change, the weather's changing, the fish are doing whatever they want to do, and we we kind of feel that during this time of year we're just going to go. We're kind of trying to get things started, but what you're going to want to look for is that definite go put on the trip. And for some reason, whether permitting, we aren't going to go, it's you will get a call most of the time the night before the trip.
Okay, good.
We aren't going to have guys
come
on down.
Yeah.
You know, if we feel we can go, like, say, for example, the next 3 or 4 days, we're supposed to get these storms.
Mostly, it's due to weather.
If we aren't going to go, it's going to be due to weather. You know, we want to be safe on the ocean, so you will get a call the night before the trip and letting you know that we aren't going to go.
I can confirm, you know, from working in the tackle store, seeing days when Taro's in the ticket office literally pacing back and forth trying to decide and looking at wind charts and looking at weather charts and, you know, trying to balance not wanting to disappoint, you know, guys that love coming and fishing on the Liberty versus making sure, you know, you're providing a safe and great fishing trip. And I've seen him toil with that back and forth, and I'd commend you on that. You always seem to make the call earlier than necessary when you are deciding to let one go, just for the sake of that, just so that the landing can call every person individually and let them know, hey, you know, the wind is just a little more than comfortable, or vice versa. You know, hey, look, I looked at this a bunch, and I'm sure that, you know, all your buddies are trying to tell you you're crazy going fishing, but I looked at this window, and we're going to be this far in towards the beach, and we're going to be fine. Like, I've got to watch it happen numerous times, and, I mean, a lot goes into all the decisions you guys make, whether it be to cancel or to switch from offshore to islands or vice versa. I mean, there's so much that goes into it, and so many moving parts.
There is a lot.
I can just tell you, I've seen this guy stressing, pacing back and forth, trying to make sure that you're making the best
call
for
your
passengers.
Yeah. And this could be one of those weeks this week.
We're supposed to get some weather starting, I believe, this afternoon. I'm looking out the window here. There's a little bit of clouds and some sprinkling, so it's for the next 3 or 4 days, it's going to be one of those days where I'll be in the office stressing back and forth.
Yeah.
And then
watching
things
go.
Yeah. Because we want to keep everybody safe. We want to keep the boat safe and present you with an enjoyable trip to where, hey, you want to come back again.
Totally. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Don, thanks for coming out to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing yesterday. I know you went to the L.A. Chapter CCA barbecue. How was that?
You know, it was a really good banquet. There were about 175 people, a huge amount of, you know, silent raffles, live raffles. It was a really good day, and the weather was very cooperative. It wasn't too hot, and it wasn't cold.
Great. And
yeah.
Raised, hopefully, a lot of money to keep us fishing, for sure. You know, there's so many issues right now. We need to support CCA. Like, one big issue, the sardine thing, which has got everybody nervous right now.
Yeah.
And the quotas on the sardine and stuff like that. But we're good to go right now on that. But you got to keep fighting, and thanks for supporting CCA. And thanks for coming out to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What a great event that was yesterday. We sure appreciate everybody coming out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, let's hit Mark. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, I just had a question for Captain Carl. When you're getting on those stops with those bluefin, is it wise to do the torpedo sinker down and drop through them and see if you can pick something up that way rather than fly lining the bait? And how would you hook that bait? Nose hook it, or what would you recommend?
There were definitely times during our tuna fishing deal where they wouldn't boil, they wouldn't jump around, but we could see them on the machines. You know, the guy in the wheelhouse is the one who's like freaking out, like, oh, why aren't they biting?
Look at all this fish! Yeah.
And all the passengers are looking at him like, what's this guy talking about? Yeah. So those when the captain sees them and when they're down deep and they're not active is kind of when the sinker rig kind of comes into play. And I would hook your bait in the nose, so kind of your bait will look natural. But if they're jumping around and boiling, that's kind of when you want to fly line a bait. But that sinker rig has definitely caught its fair share over the last month, and I definitely would hook them in the nose and kind of get them down in that water column, 30 to 50 fathoms.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero, where we have our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero Spring Tournament just a couple weeks away. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Terrell.
Good morning.
Well, you know what? It broke wide open this week.
Sweet.
The timing's good for our tournament. Boy, did it ever break open. We have everything's going on. The yellowfin really moved in just the first part of the week. There's actually Sunday, right after I made my report. They're in the numbers. They're spread 10 to 30 miles off. There's pods of porpoise everywhere holding yellowfin. And each pod seems to have different sized fish underneath it, you know. A lot of 5 to 10 pounders, but some of the pods are holding nice fish, 30 to 50 pounds. And literally everybody that's going out looking for them is limiting on the tuna. I went out the other day and I had a meeting at 11, so I had to roar out at 7 a.m. Took me about an hour to get out there. We fished for about an hour and 20 minutes and then turned around and hauled ass back and, we picked up 12. Nice fish between 10 and 40 pounds. It's that good. It's really good. All on hoochies and cedar plugs. The marlin have shown up in big numbers as well. Marlin and sails are picking up a lot of marlin and sails. We actually, a few Dorado came there, and we actually caught a 52-pound Dorado yesterday.
Ooh, wow, that's a big one.
Certified.
Nice fish. Yeah, Billy Maddox from Huntington Beach picked that one up, and there was, I don't know, there's probably 10, 12 Dorado at the cleaning table. Some really decent size. A few Wahoo were around. We just got loads of skipjack and white bonito everywhere. The rooster fish are a good size and a lot of them around. And, you know, literally every angler that's going out is scoring and catching the fish that they want to fish. But most of the pressure's on the tuna. And everybody's catching them.
That's great news.
Great, man.
Finally turned on. I know you've been pacing the floor, talking about pacing the floor down there. But it's finally time. It's time to go fishing. Perfect timing for our Let's Talk Hookup, our 23rd annual Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero Spring Spectacular. Looking forward to it. We have $1,000 from Dave at Statewide Stripes, $500 for the largest tuna, $500 for the largest Dorado or Wahoo up for grabs for that tournament, and a lot of some great trophies and other prizes too. So, John, if somebody wants to come down, now is the time to get down to Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you?
And I promise you the fishing's going to be good for your tournament, tournament.
Guaranteed.
I'll guarantee it. You know, and I have to tell you, for the last 6 weeks, it's been so hard to make these reports with nothing to talk about.
Sure.
I'm pleased that we finally kicked in, so it's great. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Great talking to you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. More fish stories, guys.
Good. All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
A great opportunity going on right now with our good friends down at Fisherman's Processing. They're having a speaking of kicking the season off, they're having a season kickoff at Fisherman's Processing right now. They have a big sale that's lasting through the end of the month of May. It's happening right now. Everything is 25% off of the Fish Pros Market. So everything you want, 25% off. You can use it online as well, and they'll ship anything to you. Use the online promotional code SEASONKICKOFF25 at fpgourmet.com.
And they ship it to you very inexpensively and very quickly, too. So if you're out of the area, can't get down to Liberty Station, they do a great job.
Yeah, they're killer. If you just went on the Liberty and got some fresh yellowtail and you want to get some of those killer spiced, you know, smoked and spiced and seasoned rubs, or you got a fresh bluefin, you want to use that pokey mix, just head up fpgourmet.com, 25% off your order. Pretty killer deal for their season kickoff.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines. I want to remind you here at our new home, 97.3 The Fan, they have a different system here. So if the phones are full like they are now and you're calling, you're just going to get it ringing. It's just going to ring. It's not that Adam is ignoring you, not at all. Adam is on it. He's on the phones over there. It's just that's the system here. It just keeps ringing when they're full. But we'll kind of let you know when a line opens, and that's when you call.
Yeah, so you don't get a busy tone. You basically, your phone is just like always in the queue of the next one. And then when one drops off, you'll slide right into there. But it's definitely weird not hearing the busy tone. But the phones right now, 100% packed up. But we got a lot of show, and we're definitely going to get you in. Again, if you want to get your shot to get in this morning, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
I was noticing yesterday that your boat in the San Diego had a near-limit style fishing of yellows and with some bonies mixed in. And I was just wondering if I was out there and I was fortunate to get an early limit of yellowtail and I wanted to target the bonito, are those basically incidental catches, or is there a way to actually target those things? And what's the grade of those fish?
The bonito that we've been catching over the last few days that we've been doing the Coronado Island deal have been those really big ones.
That's cool.
They've been
10 pound plus
seven stuff? To 10 pounders.
Ooh,
yeah, those. I mean, you'll like get loins off. off those things. And I would say if you want to specifically target a bonito, a Colt Sniper is probably one of the ways that you would do it. Yeah, you might catch a yellowtail up there if the yellowtail are more aggressive, but bonito in general, since they're in the tuna family, they kind of like that shiny stuff. So I would probably fish a Colt Sniper.
That's a good call.
Good call. All right, John, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up. That actually just came back in. 833-288-0973. It's already full, so you're going to get a ringtone anyway.
Bill in Santa Barbara here up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bill, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Captain Toro about the Shimano flatfalls.
Yeah.
Are they working for the bluefin when they're out there?
The flatfall is a very good way to catch a bluefin tuna. The grade of fish that we've been seeing, you're probably going to want to probably want to stick with a 200 gram or a 250 gram. The grade of fish has been very, very beautiful, anywhere from 50 pounds on well over to 100 pounds. So that kind of that bigger flat fall is kind of the one you're going to want to use, just mainly so you can get it down there in their little zone that they like, 180 feet or more. So that bigger, you know, that bigger jig will kind of get down there quicker. So that's probably the one you want to
use. Any particular color, Taro?
I personally like that glow in the dark color and the Katy Perry, the one that has pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
Yeah, that one. Okay. I don't know if that's the real name for it, but
that's what we all call it.
All right, very good. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling us from Santa Barbara. Appreciate you listening to us right here on The Fan.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and a lot more of Captain Taro. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds to the comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a great time here on 97.3 The Fan. Again, if you want to get through, been a very busy morning, 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to Captain Taro and your chance to go fishing. We're giving away a trip on board the Liberty, that killer tackle package from Nomad Lures, including the DTX 200, the Chuck Norris Popper, and the Gypsy Deep Jig, courtesy of Nomad Lures. Great times going on, and there's some great fishing going on. It's time to talk about it today. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before it dumps into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com. Or you can just get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange. We're going to head up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to our man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Woolley, we sure had a great time up there yesterday. Thanks for rolling out the red carpet. Love going up to Dana Wharf.
Yeah, we had a blast with you guys as well. And I know Don was super happy with everything, as was Donna. And it was a blast. So thanks for giving us that opportunity.
Good time, Woolley. Yeah, it was really fun. Great to see a lot of old friends from up in Dana Wharf.
Yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, quite a few people showed up there. That was a good deal. Yeah. So, hey, for us, man, listen to this bluefin and this yellowtail. I know my deckhands, when they have an off day, they like hopping on there with Taro. So I might have to sneak down there. You know, that bluefin sounds fun, but, man, it's hard to get away from that yellowtail. That's just so much fun. But, hey, for us up here, our fishing this week, you know, standard for May is what I would call it. You know, I'm going to start in our half-day zone. I'll tell you that we continue to see things, you know, perk up. You know, we're still in kind of that wake-up mode, that local calico bass fishing continue to gain some momentum with the water temps on the good days in that 63 to 64 range. And of course, we had that little hiccup with that weather and wind and whatnot, but it did drop it, but it seemed to bounce back pretty well. The fly line sardine, I tell you, were a big part of the catching equation for us this week. And a lot of our diehard regulars had some good success as well with the rubber lures and the surface irons. So it's good to see some of that surface action kicking in some spots where things had tightened up a little bit. Stretching out to our three-quarter day zone down there deep off like San Onofre, Fox Canyon, that sector down there, that bottom fish still, again, provided the best opportunity for us on those longer trips. Very good and consistent. You know, it's kind of why we've been focusing on that and some nice reds and grouper. And then kind of after catching what we need on that rockfish, we've been able to get set up in a little bit shallower hard bottom, catch some sculpin and some whitefish to kind of round out those efforts. And then the Fury, gosh, man, he's had some good success over at Clemente. I tell you, that yellowtail action has continued to perk up over there. I think they ended their day yesterday with just under 40 yellows. They kind of battled that wind and were able to get out there and make that work. But some other good sign over there as well with the bass finally waking up and kind of, you know, getting to some of that classic San Clemente Island action over there. You know, it's good to see, too, is some of that yellow is not just in, you know, the standard little zones. They're starting to see some of that stuff on the spots, as well as some barracuda and bonito in scattered schools around the island as well. So it's kind of our report. We're running everything from our half days to our twilight. So we're in full mode. And, of course, you know, Marcus with his overnight stuff, he will be kicking into day-and-a-half mode over there on the Fury as well come June. So things are clicking. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com and use the discount code Dana, booking online, D-A-N-A. That will save you 25% on one of these local trips, half day or three-quarter day.
So awesome. Dana is the code, 25% off, half, three-quarter day. And, of course, all that kids special you were talking about yesterday, today, kids day, right?
Kids day today, yep. Kids fish free on the afternoon half day with paid adult. That boat pulls out of the slip at 12:45, and they do a little dockside seminar with the kids beforehand to kind of get their feet underneath them so they know what to expect on the trip.
That's and they get awesome. A copy of Captain Don's book, right?
I think they do have some of that. They also raffle off some cool prizes as well.
All so, right.
Something fun for those little guys.
Fantastic.
That's cool, buddy.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, great plot. Thanks a lot. Captain Brian Wooler, again, thanks for the hospitality yesterday. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Talk to you. See ya.
Take care. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to link up with us, we're going to jump right back into the phones. This time, we're going to talk to Carrie. She calls from Pacific Beach this morning. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I have a question for Taro. Taro, you mentioned that a number of anglers lost fish due to not having sufficient tackle. In addition to the appropriate line size, what would be your ideal rod and reel setup?
Great question.
For our bluefin fishing, every manufacturer makes something that'll work. You know, it just depends on your price point and kind of where you like to go. And Rick might like a pen reel versus I like a Shimano reel. So he might find a pen reel that works great for him or a Daiwa for whoever likes that. But I'm kind of a Shimano guy, so this bluefin
fish. You're in Shimano
fish,
country here, you know that.
Oh yeah, I know that. I'm kind of leaning towards the lines of a Talica 12.
Yeah, such a great reel.
A Talica 12, and as far as rods go, like I said, there's manufacturers make everything that can match up, and I'm probably going to lean towards a Calstar 875H. Is going to be my rod of choice for this size bluefin that we've been catching. And the way I'm going to set it up is on my Talica, I'll fill that thing up maybe 80 to 85% full with 65 pound Spectra. So I can leave myself enough room for a 50 yard top shot of 40 pound. So that I can put
50 yards of 40 pound.
You know, you might not use all the 50 yards, but you want to have at least 100 feet.
Okay.
So it'll provide you stretch. It's easier to cast a smaller bait on monofilament. Not to say all of the bait is small, but when you're presented with the challenge of doing that. It's definitely easier to fly line a smaller sardine on monofilament versus Spectra. It doesn't stick as much to itself, and you're able to almost feed that line out using that monofilament, and that's very key when you're fishing this tuna fish, is to make sure your bait swims well. So that monofilament is key. But that Talica 12 875H from Cal,
is that an 8 foot rod?
It's a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's long enough to give you that extra few feet of casting distance, and it's not so long to where if you hook a 100-pounder, you're not going to get your butt kicked.
Yeah,
that's what I love about your calling that TAC 12 again, because you've got a reel that's small enough that still fits in your hand. It's easy to handle.
Use all day.
The spool is still real light, so you can still cast a bait real easy with it. And even though the majority of the fish are, like you said, they're big ones, they're 50 and 60 and 70 pounders, should you hook a 100 or 120 pounder, you're still for sure have enough reel in your hands to handle it.
Yeah, and especially if with that 65 pound. Power Pro is the Max Quattro, because you can get 25% more on there.
You can get a lot of line.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. So, hey, thanks a lot. Good question,
yeah,
Kerry. Thanks
call,
a lot Kerry. For the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Fiel in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Fiel.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm listening on the app, and it's coming in loud and clear.
Fantastic.
Awesome. The reason why I'm calling today is I wanted to ask, I actually have two questions. The first one is for Captain Taro. If he could just explain, I listen to the show all the time, and I hear him talking about side scan and down scan. What's the difference between them, and what do they do? And then the other question is, I have a Shimano TLD 30 two-speed reel. I wanted to find out if there's a way I could set that up to use it for the bluefin.
So to start off with your first question, with our fish finding machinery, our side scan is exactly what it says. It scans off to the side of the boat, and we're looking anywhere from 200 to 600 feet on pretty much from the right side to the left to the front of the boat, looking for schools or looking for fish in general. So what we try to do is we try to get them on the side scan, and then we'll track them down. So fish are going to move all over the place, and we try to track them down to where we can get them on the down scan, which is straight up and down under the boat. So that's kind of the differences of the two.
So if you're driving around and you get within 600 feet of a school of fish and it's off on your right hand side, then you turn the boat to the right, and you keep driving until you get that, until you see it on the up and down.
See them on the up, yep, see them and set them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Set them up to fish.
Now, what about the TLD 32 speed?
The TLD 30, that is a very good reel. I would probably end up using that as probably along the lines of maybe your flat ball setup or even your sinker rig setup. I don't feel that would be a good fly line bait reel. It was in the past, but now there's a lot other reels that are going to be 100 times better. But that reel will definitely do a job, and I would say along the lines of a sinker rig setup or a flat ball setup. Yeah,
it's crazy to think about how good Talica has become, because you nailed it. Everything you said is dead on. Like, a TLD 30 is still a great reel, but you can do everything that TLD 30 did with the Talica 12, and it literally fits in the palm of your hand, and your bait swims so much better, it casts better, but it has the same strength and probably even more torque out of a reel that's half the size. It doesn't mean your TLD got bad. It's just there's so much better options out there.
But it's still useful, like
of course
Carl
it is,
said,
yeah.
for the flat fall and the sinker rig.
Yeah,
for sure.
Great trolling reel when that yellowfin comes around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hope that helps you out, Fiel. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's jump right back in, and we're going to talk to Arnie. He's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Taro, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Arnie.
How's it going today, guys?
Yeah, Arnie, great.
Hey, sweet. A couple questions. Well, one thing I wanted to actually just mention real quick. The CCA San Diego fundraiser, June 8th, coming up. You can get tickets on Eventbrite.com. You go to the CCA website. You can take a look at some of the really nice prizes that they have. The Boulderado from TV Metal Art. Bob the Bone Carver did a card cribbage board. Take a look at that real quick. You can see some really nice prizes. We got tackle and all that stuff. And, yes, go to Eventbrite.com. Pick up your tickets, guys.
Yes, indeed. Right. And that's going to be at Hub SeaWorld right there across from Dana Landing. It's going to be a great Saturday, the 8th of June. That's like 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's coming right up, man. So a couple questions I have for you, Taro. What do you see, just kind of looking at the average angler, what do you think that the average angler really needs to work on? And what would you recommend to improve your casting distance?
That, Arnie, that's a very, very good question. Yeah. We've had very good fishing over the last 5 or 6 years, and that's sprouted a new generation of fishermen, and which is great for the sport, great for fishing in general. One of the things that I would highly recommend is going back to the fundamentals of fishing, learning how to pick out a bait, learning how to properly pin on a bait and get it from the bait tank into the water at a quick time, just so your bait is still good. We, you know, our jobs as crew members is to watch everybody fish. That's what we do for 12 hours a day. Every day is watching you fish. And for the average angler getting into the sport is go calico bass fishing. Calico bass fishing are the roots of all of this fishing that kind of what we've been doing. So on a smaller scale, you're picking on a really good bait, learning how to cast it, learning how to operate your gear using monofilament. So then when you come out and fish bluefin and then you're presented with an opportunity that might not last that long, you're effective and deadly because you've learned how to pin on a bait, you know when to switch it out, you know when you get a bite. There's definitely times where we see passengers struggle because they're not self-sufficient, because they've kind of skipped some of these steps that, like, us older guys, I guess I can call myself an older guy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so we've kind of learned all of this when we were kids, but learning how to use your fishing tackle and learning how to go back to the fundamentals of the half day boat and catching calico bass and learning how to cast your surface iron on monofilament and not getting a backlash every time, and to improve your casting distance is just practice.
Totally.
Practice makes perfect.
There you go, Arnie. Anything. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
One thing that always I always think about is, you know, going back to your American Angler days, is, you know, a guy would go out on a long range trip, and you know, people would maybe be scared. This is my first time going, and you would see it so many times that a guy who's never been long range fishing a day in his life, but was a regular passenger on half day and three quarter day boats,
yes,
would go out for the very first time and just clean house because
be very successful.
They have put on hundreds more baits and they've made hundreds more casts than a guy that goes once a year on his annual 15 day. And you know, even though they've never fished for a big tuna before, never used that gear, like,
they're skilled.
You just go through. Yeah,
fishing.
I mean, yep.
Fishing is all the same, just on a different scale.
Yeah.
Whether it's calico bass or 300 pound tuna, it's fly lining a bait is definitely the same.
That's cool.
Indeed.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, Radio.com Sports Station.
This is Eric Hosmer from the San Diego Padres.
Hosmer. High fly ball. That ball was car rush.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranks 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranks reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranks Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.